Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. Today's episode, I Can't Struggle, I Teach This Now, is definitely kind of the current mindset I have been taking myself through some healing. So this is what happens. And I want to ask you, like, if you can catch that pattern of, like, what do you do when the spiral that you thought you healed comes back? Because I feel like this was probably a huge issue when I first launched my coaching business years ago. But like, you wake up knee deep in that cycle and you're literally teaching other people how to break it. You know, like I had the worst imposter syndrome. I struggled, I froze, I burned everything down. It was tough because when the binge or the silence or the shame or the shutdown comes back swinging, I hear that constant voice, or I will say I heard that constant voice telling me, like, you can't struggle anymore. You're supposed to be over this. You teach this now. And so that's really what this episode is about today. Okay. It's not a master class. It is literally just a moment. Okay. I have been performing for my healing. If you tuned in June, we burned everything down and it was an incredibly fun time. Okay. It was very therapeutic. And I don't know if you actually went through the process, but I burned some shit down. I let things go. And I felt the freedom of that. I'm not performing for my healing anymore. I can be honest about these current situations. And I think one of the hardest things for me, and it felt like I was just, dragging this huge weight behind me, was that I kept getting caught in the same spiral I was trying to help other people through. So if you are someone who is still showing up, but like you're secretly unraveling, or if you are, this incredible leader who is actually just bleeding behind your brand, if you're, that a coach, a mentor, just a mouthpiece who just doesn't feel healed today, this isn't going to be pretty, but I bring God into this, so we're going to make it holy, okay? Because I want to tell you the truth about what it means to still be in process when you're the one that people look to for answers. I have felt that. I have felt that. So I want to walk you through that shame trap of almost healed and why it continued to keep us stuck in silence. I want to show you why your spiral doesn't disqualify you. This is what actually proves that you're equipped. And this has been a long healing process for me, right? And that can start a whole different shame loop of like, it's been forever. Like, your healing has been forever. I've been trying to heal for 20 years, right? It's taking forever, but that's the process. We're in it. That is the human experience. And that is us really just being shaped into the person that God created us to be. And everybody that has been in my life, every impact that you have made in the past 20 years of your healing, you have planted seeds. That's why we don't stop. That's why we don't stay stuck in that silence. So that's why we're going to talk about it. We're going to burn the shame and we're going to talk about this right from the middle. Okay. Because this is where most people quit. This is where they quit. I've watched it happen in business, in real life, in, marriages, in relationships, everywhere. This is literally everywhere. I can't struggle. I teach this now. It's not just a title. It is literally a confession. It's the chokehold of shame that, wraps around your throat the moment that you realize you're spiraling again. After you've already been talking about the fact that you don't spiral anymore. That's what happens. The lie that healed is a finish line. Just because you walked through the fire doesn't mean that you're fireproof now. Healing is not linear. It's circular. It's layered. You don't graduate from grief or shame or binge cycles or sabotage patterns, okay? You don't graduate. It doesn't just disappear. You grow a deeper awareness of them. And sometimes that awareness feels worse before it feels holy. And if I am opening up to you in this moment, I am there. I am in that feeling the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst, because that awareness hit me hard. I'm letting myself feel it. It's the shame process that keeps people stuck. It's not the spiral that you're in, right? You're pulling back the curtain and saying, I still have days I fall apart. I still stare, at the fridge for too long. I still scroll instead of speaking, and I'm still called. I'm still anointed. I'm still worthy. Because the shame of being a teacher who still bleeds, like that is the devil's most effective weapon to silence you. You have stayed quiet on your story, and that silence equals suffering. Y you're naming how staying quiet about your struggle doesn't protect your authority. It poisons it because people aren't following your perfection. That's anything you're going to get from me, anything you're going to get from, being in my containers or tuning into this podcast is that perfection is bullshit. People aren't following you for that. They're with you because they wanted someone relatable, someone human, and they're following your presence. And if you ghost your calling because you're having a very human day, you rob people. Literally, it's the most selfish move you can make because you're robbing someone else of the breakthrough that they could have had watching you get back up in real time. Obedience doesn't wait for emotional consistency. I still showed up for this mic even though I wanted to hide. I don't want to do this podcast today. But my obedience isn't based on how together I feel. It's based on the call of God in my life, period. I sometimes have these conversations with my husband where he's just like, he has this expectation more than I do for like where the podcast goes or what happens or, even just monetizing it. It is not my problem if he doesn't understand that I have a calling on my life. Right. But in real time, in human nature, in that moment with my best friend sitting across the table from me, not understanding like this is a message from God. This podcast happens. I speak. That's obedience. It still hurts me. It still sets me back. It still makes me question what I'm doing because what is our truth in this human experience? My husband is here. He's tangible. I'm sharing this life with him. Faith is believing in the shit I can't see, being obedient to someone who is not present, right? Who isn't a teammate with me physically here in this gauntlet, right? You feel that. And I felt that hurt this week. I felt that through a conversation. So, yeah, I want to hide. I want to not do this. I don't want to show up, but there's a calling on my life, period. That's it. It's okay to be in the middle of a spiral without surrendering to it. Just because you revisit that old place, that doesn't mean that you haven't grown. It means that there's another layer to address. And what's happening is you're equipped for this now. Could you imagine, like, you pull up a little layer of trauma? And you have to heal every single layer all at once. I don't think we have the capacity as a human to handle that much emotion at once. So when we're being taken back to a place that brought us pain, it is just because there's a new layer to peel off. And we're ready. We're ready because we're being refined in the fire, okay? Being seen in this process of healing, it doesn't disqualify you. This is what legitimizes you because the people that are called to you, nobody wants a polished mentor. People want proof that it's possible to rise again after, the shame nap, after the binge, after the silence, after the relapse, after the backslide. Like, we're not here to sell perfection. We are here to model resurrection, to show that we can die as many times as it takes to wake up into our potential of the agreement we had with God. It's okay to teach while bleeding, okay? Because you're not teaching around the spiral, you're teaching from inside of it. That's it. You confess the lie that wants to shut you up. I feel like I couldn't show up today because I'm still struggling with the very thing that I teach, and I almost didn't press record. That's okay. Because what we're going to do is normalize the internal mutiny of who am I to speak when I'm still spiraling? What if they think I'm a fraud? I thought I was past this. All of those conversations are things I've had, especially when, I burned down my business and then still showed up on the podcast. And if you guys listen to episodes that I've had previously, it's stuff that makes me sick to my stomach because I was there And there's that voice that says, don't keep showing up here. You've already put, you know, you've already shown to be one person. They're not going to understand this. There's a lot of things. And I thought I would lose a lot of people, switching gears. And that's the truth is, those thoughts that I'm having, that's not conviction. It's shame. It's just shame in its greatest performance ever. And then the trap that we get caught in is that the words almost healed, right? I put that in air quotes, almost healed. We want to expose the half-healed performance trap for what it is, really. We think that healing means that we'll never revisit the pain again. But spiraling doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're cycling deeper. And if you don't say that out loud, you'll get trapped in pretending you're further along than you really are. And that reality, when I'm going through my healing process and I realize like I really am pretending I'm further along than I am, that performance right there is what was choking my purpose. Almost healed becomes its own identity prison, and it's very sneaky because it feels like progress, but it's just polished shame. Okay. It's another performance. It's fake bullshit. Okay. We're here for resurrection, not reputation. You don't need a reputation. You need resurrection, and that's what people follow. Not your perfect strategies, not your perfect process. People want to know that if you can still get back up, that's the only credibility that matters. And the people that are judging you because you're down in the moment that you're down, I guarantee they're not doing anything. They're actually cheering for you to not get back up because that minute you get up again, the minute you get up again is the minute they start talking again, right? We hear those outside voices. We feel the judgment. Oh, she's going to try again. Why doesn't she just give up already? There's someone out there that's going to be like, holy shit, if she can try again, I can try again. Live obedience. That's what we're here to model in this process. That's what breaks people out of hiding. Not a perfect testimony, but a present tense one. Present tense. Present in this moment. Bring people through what you're going through. The biggest thing when, you know, someone says, Brandon, can you help me start branding myself instead of this company? I want to get out from behind this. I'm switching companies. And how do I do this without people judging me? How can I just be me? Go through the live obedience process because there's so many people that feel like you right now. You know how many people have jumped companies that I know personally in the past 3 years? I lost track and there is no judgment there. Stuff is crazy out there in the MLM world, in network marketing. It is wild, okay? It's not the same. It's not like it was 10 years ago. Take people through that process because that becomes who you are, that person that people can look up to say, hey, she restarted again, even though everyone's talking about her leaving another company and starting another product. If she's willing to never settle and find what is the perfect fit for her, then you can do the same for you, right? So now we start to live while we're bleeding. It's a permission that I don't think you knew you needed. It's okay to say, I'm in process and I still have authority. It's okay to admit that I haven't mastered this, but I've met God here, so I'm going to speak from here. And that is definitely where I've been coming from in June with this healing process. I don't know that I'm ever going to master anything. And I sure as hell haven't mastered healing. I just realized how much I've been performing, how much I'm saying all the right things, but I'm drowning myself because that's not where I'm at. I brought God into this and I met him here. So that's where we start here in this healing moment. And it's always going to be okay to speak from the wound as long as you're not using it a weapon. This isn't performative healing anymore. Absolutely, we're in our honesty mode now. And if you're waiting to be polished, to be powerful, the wait is killing your calling. The microphone isn't and doesn't need to be my perfection. It is only my presence. Of course, I think I'm too messy to be seen. But that's not real, is it? Right? I'm too real to stay silent. I can't sit on this. Show up bleeding, show up shaking, show up again. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. This is where God meets you. And my people here, we're the ones that are still showing up to our lives while bleeding quietly. I want you to allow this to just kind of open your heart, to crack it open. Struggling doesn't cancel authority, silence does. You're not going to lose your authority because you're in a spiral. You lose it when you ghost the assignment that God gave you. Your calling isn't based on emotional consistency, it's based on obedience. That's what gets reactivated. Healing is not a finish line. It's a rhythm. It's a lifetime rhythm. You're not broken for revisiting the old wound. You're being invited to see it from a new layer, a new perspective. That's how you break the shame in half. Now you'll stop panicking when the patterns resurface. You'll be able to pause and observe and speak because presence is the new credibility. People don't follow me because I've mastered the message. I think we all clearly know. My neurospicy brain is wild. Like, how many personalities really have shown up to speak in this podcast? And I'm finally aligning all of that to get to the core of who I am. And that's why you're here. That's why you listen, because I'm still walking it out with you. So I don't have to have pressure to perform. That's it. It's very easy and very effortless to come in here and put the power back into just speaking truth. And hiding your humanity, pretending like everything's all perfect, that's what makes you feel like a fraud. And the more you pretend you're past something, the more you're secretly gonna spiral. But the moment you name it, you get your breath and your authority back. I want you to see that masking the mess is what deepens the shame, not the spiral itself. You can teach and be in process. That is not a contradiction. That is the calling. I want to give you permission to live in the and. I'm still triggered and still chosen. I cried yesterday and coached someone through their breakdown today. I binged last week and preached this morning. I scrolled and fell into hours of Netflix and still walked into my routine today. The tension that you think disqualifies you is actually testimony in motion. So, if you're spiraling and you are tempted to disqualify yourself, if that's what you're doing, if you've been hiding, ghosting, shrinking, or second guessing your worth because you thought you were past this, I want to tell you the truth that snapped me out of my shame nap. You are not back at the beginning. You are just being invited to go deeper. And the spiral isn't proof that you're failing, it's proof that God trusts you with another layer. And no, you don't need to be polished to speak. You need to feel ready. You don't need the shame to be gone before you show up. What you need is to stop waiting until you're healed enough to be obedient. This episode, it's me pressing record while still in the middle to remind you that your power doesn't come from your perfection. It comes from your presence and process. That's what people feel. That's what breaks their silence. That's what sets you free. So I want you to post anyway. Even with the shaky voice, I want you to speak anyway, even if you cried through most of the night last night. And I want you to create anyway, even if you just spiraled this morning. I want you to obey anyway, because it's not about your reputation. It's about your resurrection. You're not broken. You're not behind. And you are not disqualified. You are walking, bleeding, testifying proof that resurrection is not a one-time event. It is a lifestyle. So I want you to take a breath. I want you to wipe your tears. And I want you to come out here and say the thing that God has been pressing on your chest. I love you deeply, boldly, unapologetically, and I will not stop showing up in the mess because that's where the glory hits the ground. I want you to stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. We're going to go a little bit deeper into what it means when the healed version of you gets judged, because that does happen, okay? Being free doesn't mean they'll clap. You're not here for the accolades, okay? You're here to break chains. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.